Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost Podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and man, this has got to be a really fucking weird week to be an iCarly fan. Or Quentin Reviews. Or both. And with me, I have...
Halloween is coming. Which means Christmas decorations are going up as we speak. Watch out for them.
And...
Yeah, we know Spotify is back. Dre and now thinking that one of these bad boys too. Wink, wink.
Classic. Truly the peak of cinema. So the iCarly reboot getting canceled on a fucking cliffhanger, apparently.
And yeah. The
Gibby pilot leaking, which, y'all could have just not, like, it was already bad enough with the script leaking, and we had to know that there was an inflation joke. It's a wonder why the executives didn't greenlight this on the spot.
If only they found out about Dan Schneider's weird foot fetish years before, we could have all avoided all of this.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least this is going to make a really interesting tangent when Quentin Reviews drops, like, 8 more hours about the last 9 episodes of Sam and Cat. That has been some of my favorite content I've seen on YouTube recently. Just chef's kiss. This whole universe of television shows is... What even is the fuck?
Amazing what a foot fetish gets you.
Yeah.
See, the joke is the guy behind all those shows had a very creepy foot fetish, and weird.
There's a reason he doesn't work at Nickelodeon anymore.
Yeah,
and should probably stay away from like every child ever within 5 miles. Like, I just want a permanent restraining order for him, for everyone under the age of, like, 25.
In other words, you don't know who he is, look at the mansion from a good burger, and then you wonder, ew. And then you wonder, that's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, good thing he's on a good burger, too. Which, that's a thing.
You know, that reminds me. I really need to buy Jeanette McCurdy's book. Or at least listen to the audiobook, because I hear that's the best way to experience all of that.
I would recommend it.
Alright. Anyway, enough spieling about the weird world of children's sitcoms from the 2000s. Here we are, episode 326. So how's everyone's week been going?
It was a very long week for me, I'll just say that much. A very long and busy and exhausting week. Thankfully, I got to take part in a grand old American pastime, watching the Dallas Cowboys get the shit kicked out of them by my team of all teams. Because when America's team loses, America wins. It's just how it goes. I'm really settling into my old man phase of coming home to watch football after work. I'm not ready for it yet. I need 5 more years of fleeting joy before I finally succumb to the olds.
Maybe someday I'll get there. I don't know, maybe I'll just be the guy that comes home and watches the same old sitcoms 47 times in a row.
Yeah, that's how cable TV works nowadays.
I thought cable TV was all about watching The Good Doctor for some fucking reason.
Well, that too.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Okay, well, recently I finished up my last White Stuff blind box thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
In case you forgot, recording is on a Monday, October 9th. The day before Right Stuff becomes crunchified.
Oh, media consolidation.
Yeah. And and we'll probably pop a Crunchyroll. Oh yeah, by the way, Crunchyroll, pay your translators also as well.
Yeah, and don't use any machine learning nonsense.
What the fuck?
It's like using shit like some Google Translate shit. It's like you're a billion dollar company. Like I can use this shit because I'm a broke motherfucker. You have money to do that shit. Also the thing I got is 80 Police, which is a spinoff for Bubblegum Crisis.
Or, yeah, I was like that name sounds familiar.
Kind of, sort of. It's a long story.
Okay, do I need to watch that before watching 80 Police, or I just go in just on my own?
I think either way you'll be fine.
All I really know is back when Anime Abandoned had episodes about the Bubblegum Chronicles, as it were. I don't think he ever got to Tokyo 2040, though, now that I think about it.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, well, we can pour one out for, someone for at least the brand for my stuff. You've been serving those weeds for a lot of, for 20 years or something, or I want to say 20, no, not 20, but
37, 38 years, something 38 like that.
Year, almost 40 years. Almost 40 years. And to go out like this, it's a damn shame.
God, I'm going to miss those summer sales. Because you just know they're not going to be as good when Crunchyroll's in charge.
Yeah, and what about the Sentai sales? How they going to?
I mean, they have their own storefront. They could do their own sales.
Okay, I guess it's that, but yeah.
Yeah. This industry. Anyway, as for me, not really much of anything. Just kind of work, watch TV, play video games, do, miscellaneous other things. And, I have nothing else super exciting to report. So, now we're going to move on to our usual business, which of course starts with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes for your playlists, mark your calendars for albums, all of that business. So, Mark, you want to get us started with this first song?
Yes, all right. So, Wiki. So yeah, man. You have a lot recently, recently he was recently had an album with Mike and the Alchemist, Papers of Rock, which I'm pretty sure I'm gonna cover on the Muffin Roundup coming up soon. But he has Little Lucy with us today. We're coming with Brooklyn producer Tony Seltzer. The title song is called Numb. Just numb, now the thing in the song is, with Wiki, he goes on this very simple piano beat, this very haunting piano type of beat, which, We could just go into this. Like, basically doing his New York shit talk type of shit. Like, I'm trying to fill my pockets, but this ended up back where I started, begun. Because I've been on the project, had command, no wall, this is it. Am I done? I was consistent. I feel done with a dub. But, like, yeah, I'm more infamous, where's the bun? The genius page of lyrics, and there's a lot of question marks on it. They don't know what the fuck he's saying sometimes. But the song, what it is, like, it's a cool song.
Yeah, for me, it can be kind of hard to tell what he's saying because of his flow and everything. at the sound of his voice, but that is what it is. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. How the hell do we still not have, like, a date for the new Denzel Curry project?
It's like, how many singles has he released? I mean, I keep on saying that that Epigami seems to be releasing since, because it's like, I want to say up to 6 or 7, or I hope not that much, but it seems like we should have had a date by now. Something like that. Yeah.
I mean, come on, Blood In, Blood Out, Reloaded. Come on, man.
I mean, you can do it this month. Like, you can do it this month. If it's been October, like, do it, like, I don't know, like, Halloween or something. I don't know.
You know, when you say it out like that, he's probably going to shadow drop it on Halloween.
Okay. Because anyway, on the, you know, on album that, you know, we said, you got a new singer out from Play That Boy Zay and Chief Pound. Simply titled, Woo. Woo.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. And, okay. You can go. And of course, it's got this beat that does go hard, which is produced by Ronnie J. I heard that name since. Wait, hold up. Did I do that producer? I heard it before, but no, fuck it. Like I say, it's like, all right, this song never goes hard. Like, it basically goes like, because of songs like, I walk in, the bitches go, woo! They go, I get this credit, they go, woo! Give me that hair. Okay, bam. Okay. Oh, okay. She gave me that hair. I say, woo! Okay. I mean, that's, it did again. Then again, this is what you would go when you, okay. 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 All right. Anyway, you got this going off, which, of course, usually sounds good. It sounds good, like, homie said, this shit's great, sweet nigga, don't play with me. It comes like Chucky, like Chucky, stay in the cut, like Cuddy. It's your friend, little buddy. I want to put my people on, get money. Someone's ain't bought lucky. Was like, well, look, I'm just gonna, basically all that shit. Courageous, like, I will say, like, you know, Play the Boys say, like, they do the chorus. Although Play the Boys say does get a verse, like, the verse, which got, I mean, it's I, not especially, it's like, she walking that bitch, she brings snakes looking like six, watch out, these niggas gonna flex, yeah, my whole soul, but you're basically, shit like that, but, alright, I say this beat the, alright, yeah, the song does go hard, it does go hard, I don't, hopefully, again, gotta hope to be, I don't know, at least somehow, soon. Just saying.
Soon. But yeah, I don't have much to add, so moving on to the next track here, with an album that does have a release date, November 10th will give us the newest album from Aesop Rock with Integrated Tech Solutions. Now, the first single we got from the album was called Mindful Solutionism, something like that. And it was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek lyrical piss take of, like, you know, that sort of, like, corporate Silicon Valley tech evolution will totally save us all bullshit. But the second single here we got is called By the River. And it's just a song that's all about rivers and how much Aesop Rock likes rivers. And all the sights and sounds associated with them. You know, skipping rocks, fishing, fireflies, and all kinds of other critters. Navigating the rapids to escape, I don't know, kidnapping situations, or skipping school to hit up a river, because, you know, the man just likes rivers. And he's got a point. They're pretty calming and chill and stuff.
I guess you could say he longs for the life of living in a van down by the river!
Is that a reference I'm supposed to get?
That is a very old Saturday Night Live reference from 1992, I think.
Ah, so before my time. I was literally born in 93, for the record.
Chris Farley, yeah. Dave Folt, Chris Farley as the, never mind.
That was like, what, 1 or 2, I didn't even know, and I was like 1 or 2, I'm like, I didn't know this shit back then. Okay, but maybe ask the song itself. All right. Those rivers, if I find lyric kind of funny, like a river in the dark can be a dream of surprise. You might have to love being cozy on the shore, or a couple of psychopaths disposing of a corpse. Okay. Did they just watch Hello? I know you did last summer.
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't need a sequel or a third sequel. Wait, no, second sequel. Well, third movie. Fuck it, I don't know. But yeah. This song's still dope. Like, even talking about, you know, a bunch of rivers. Like, nothing's like, I like rivers. Like rivers, spaceship pass through old drawbridges. It looks so cool. You catch it from a distance. Well, that's cool. You stuck inside your Civic. Yeah, I was talking about rivers and dams. Like, you know, where it says, I seen a beaver chilling by the bank at the way I meant. Like, okay, seen a beaver with a voice of Richard Horvitz.
May 8th, 1993. That's when this SNL skit aired.
Yeah, I was born December 13th, 93.
Yeah. One day I will smarten all you up with my vast knowledge of 80s and 90s television.
So, one other observation I have is that these two singles really remind me of just how vast the gulf is between, like, because there's two kinds of Aesop rock songs. One is the, you know, lyrical, miracle, spiritual, super dense, that, to the point where I don't know what the fuck is even being said. And then there's so simple and straightforward, you can't miss the point. Like, By the River is on the same level as, to use the example of the first Aesop rock song I ever heard, Kirby. You know, the one where he's rapping about a cat. You ever rap Ooh. About cats? Cats are cool. But, yeah, so I just thought that was kind of a funny observation, just how stark the difference is here. Now, moving on to the next track here, we're about a couple weeks away from the newest album by Mirrorcore, Spine, due out October 20th. So we've had kind of like a folkish black metal thing, and then a more dark synth chill wave type of thing with some black metal elements. And now we have the third single here. I'm probably going to pronounce this terribly. Valkyrianus? Sang. Something like that. I couldn't find whatever that term translated to. I kept searching and it turned up nothing. But anyway, right off the bat, this one returns to a more straightforward black metal aesthetic with the super tremolo guitar riffs and melodies, the blast beat drums. We get a bit more of a groove at points with the Mirker's vocals soaring ethereally over top, kind of bouncing back and forth between those two modes pretty consistently. Until we get, like, a somewhat slower bridge with, like, some heavy guitar chords and more vocal screeching, various auxiliary percussive elements, you know, the whole shebang. So, probably the most black metal of the singles we've gotten thus far. I do dig Mirrorcore's approach to the genre more than I don't, so, yeah, I can dig this.
The fine combination of anthemic chords and soaring vocals mixed rather well with, let me see if I'm saying it as it's spelled. Slow and Trevor blast beats. T-R-V-E. That's how the black metal kids say it.
Technically it is, but I don't recognize their spelling because, it's black metal. Who cares what that community thinks?
Yeah. Either way, this is shaping up to be a fine release for a spooky season next week.
Spooky. Anyway, time for the opposite of spooky. So, it's been about a year or so since the hip-hop boy band Brockhampton bid farewell to their existence as a collective musical unit, having dropped, you know, they had an album that dropped, and then they shadow dropped another one on top of that, and then breaking up, as far as we know. But it appears that mastermind and leader Kevin Abstract is not going to idle around for long, as there's been word about some new material in the pipeline from him as a solo act, possibly even leaning in a rock direction, especially if this new song is to be believed. The track is called Blanket, and first off, why does this music video look like We Have Where the Wild Things Are at Home? Is that just me, or is that what it looks like to anyone else?
I do see a bunch of furry motherfuckers around them, so I don't know.
Furries. But it certainly is a bit of a rock jam, but it does have its occasional eccentricities in the production and composition, from a bunch of discordant keys to weird synth melodies and patterns. But, it doesn't overstay its welcome. It's pretty much 2 minutes. Kind of feels like, how do I put this? I like the song, but this kind of feels musically like we have Steve Lacy at home. I don't know. Maybe we'll see, if we get any more singles, how this all shakes out in the big picture. But, you know. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Speaking of October 20th releases, and maybe spooky from a certain perspective, depending on if you're terrified at the prospect of 90s pop punk bands still making music in the year of our Lord 2023, Blink-182's big reunion album with Tom DeLonge, One More Time, not to be confused with Daft Punk. We already talked about the first couple of singles that we got, and now this is single number 3 called Dance With Me, and for some reason, here we got a music video that's heavily dedicated to the aesthetics of the Ramones, up to and including everyone dressing as them, which, I'm sorry, I thought everyone agreed that the Ramones were kind of assholes to not be worshipped, or did I miss something here? Anyway, the song itself is fine, pretty typical, with a lot of, energetic overdriven guitars, the corny lyrics, the constant gang shouts of Olé. I get nothing out of this. You're talking to a Sum 41 kid. You really expect me to have strong opinions about Blink?
Okay, so we had the serious songs before, and now we have a more ha-ha silly song that feels like it's trying to harken back to the vibes of Enema of the State, which I don't totally hate. I don't know. The song is inoffensive to me. That's as much as I can say. It's inoffensive.
Yeah. But, thankfully, we don't have to end on that. We can end on something with, perhaps some flavor. That's also healthy for you. The joke is we're talking about health. So, the past couple of releases we've gotten from Health have been these big collaboration album projects with, I don't know, basically whoever happened to be walking by the studio at that exact moment. Seriously, how the hell did these guys get in a studio with Lamb of fucking God? That is cool as hell, and also I have no idea how that happens.
Side note, there was a new Lamb of God single that dropped last week. It's good. That's all we can say about it.
Is it a new single? I thought it was like a B-side from Omens.
Was it? Evidence? Was that it?
I thought that's what it was.
Then why did Apple Music tell me it was a new song?
Because their notifications are strange like that.
Ugh.
Because Apple says fuck you, you have to ask why.
Anyway, back on topic. So, after those two collab projects, it looks like the guys in Health are about ready to strike yet again with their own solo, just full-on health goodness. The newest project announced by the band is called Rat Wars. Yeah, Rat Wars. And it's coming out December 7th. Wow. So, you're gonna, God, this is going to be one of those years where I actually have to wait on, planning out my year-end lists.
That was one of those times, eh?
Damn. Yeah, so December 7th. But that doesn't have to be a bad thing, because Health is pretty cool. Great, even, as some of us might say. So let's talk about the two singles that they gave us alongside this album announcement, the first of which is called Children of Sorrow, which, funny that Alex and I bring up Lamb of God, considering that I think they got one of the Lamb of God guitarists to belt out some really sick riffs and even some soloing on this track. It has a lot of those health isms with, the synthetic drums, the pounding kick, the weird synth keyboard melodies and atmospheres. And then, of course, you know, the guitars come in and they have the fucking meat on those bones. God damn. It's a very nice compliment to all this creepy synth vibes is what I'm saying. And then the other track here is called Sicko. I assume the song is not about that meme from the Onion's comics section. You know, the sicko outside the window. Yes. Yes. I love that stupid image so much. But the song here is labeled as Health featuring Godflesh, which makes sense. They are cut from a similar cloth after all. But in this case, it amounts to sampling a song from Godflesh called Like Rats. Get it? Like Rat Wars. There's a motif here in case you can't tell. But, you know, as you can tell from the sample, it's that very, very cold, industrial sense of malice with a lot of those hissing drum hits, menacing synths, the somber vocal melodies. As the kids would say, this is all very much a mood.
The industrial metal vibes are very strong with these folks on these tracks.
Yes, very. Although I will say, I'm going to admit this, at first I forgot that there's two tracks in there. I was going to be like, oh, there's another track. So that one, I was like, oh, this one kicks ass. Sicko. Other one's good too, just so you know. But yeah, Sicko just kind of just gets in the air. So yeah.
So yeah, we'll see how good it is once December 7th happens, and, well, how high could it climb up on the list? Who knows? But, you know, it's always a good time with some Health. Now, we were just going to leave it there and go on to the new album releases for the week, but a little thing hit our news desk at the last minute, at least according to this Metal Sucks piece, around 1 o'clock, 1:12. But, yeah, so we have a news topic to discuss. As a lot of you may remember, last year we got one of the more that is a thing that exists nostalgia trip music festivals in the form of Sick New World, which is you know, all the new metal and metalcore, detuned, breakdown, dreads, jinkos. So, if you're someone who was young listening to that stuff, and you're now an adult who pays taxes and has scoliosis, I'm pretty sure this was a fun time for you. For some reason. Yeah, look, I don't know. It's just a thing that's there. Like, this feels like such a take the good with the bad, and the bad, and the bad, etc. But we got word today that Sick New World is, of course, setting shop up for 2024, returning back to the Las Vegas Festival grounds on April 27th, with apparently an even bigger roster of bands. 5 stages, 72 bands total. That is, hang on, let me do my math here. I got a calculator for this business. That is about 14.4 bands per stage. Don't ask which band is going to get cut into 0.4 pieces.
All on one day.
Damn.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun... That's going to be... I don't know. I'm sure that's someone's definition of fun. But, yeah, we have the full list here. The tickets go... or at least the pre-sale tickets go live October 13th. Friday 13th, you know, all that fun VIP shit business. So, all right, let's actually look at all this and see who is on the bill. And I need to mention something here. I have a little just small app on my phone as a counter for certain things to keep track of sometimes. And because I grew up in the age of late 2000s, early 2010s, internet reviewing, the concept of the counting gag is very firmly etched into my DNA. So, I have counters going for the bands here that I think are good versus the bands that I think are crap. We'll read the tally at the end, so we're going to go by the column listing here because I can't read all the logos on the poster. Graphic design is my passion, clearly. So, ugh. Of course, some of your bigger acts, probably the biggest I could think of would be System of a Down, Slipknot, A Perfect Circle, Alice in Chains, Bring Me the Horizon, Danny Elfman, Primus. Then we get into bands like Slow Dive? The Shoegaze Band? Okay. Let's see. Ice Nine Kills. Motionless in White. Look, they were opening for Slipknot when I saw them, so I didn't have a choice. Then, ooh, Lorna Shore, nice.
Damn.
Right, music doesn't put me to sleep, god damn it.
Let's see, Bad Omens, Swans, Spirit Box.
That's a good one.
Black Veil Brides. Wage War. Loathe. I dig them. Not bad. The Garden. Never heard of them. Duster. Sleep Token.
Cool.
Kitty. I have no strong feelings one way or the other. Seven Dust. You can vibe with Seven Dust. A band that is surprisingly still around, Helmet. Let's see. There's Ginger. Slaughter to Prevail. Remind me, is that one of the ones that's transphobic?
Kind of, sort of. The main guy, what's his name, is all in favor of not weakness, which means...
Oh
boy.
He picked a terrible time for that Kolabnik Nocturnal, I'm just saying.
Look, just throw him in the same bin as the former dipshit from Thy Art Is Murder. We'll be good. So, Kublai Khan. Lamb of God. Killing Joke. Drain. Never heard of them. Tsunami Without a T. Okay, then. Code Orange.
There it is.
There you go.
That's a...
Me with Lorna Shore is just my boredom with them. For you, it's visceral hatred. There is a difference here.
Vane.fm, which I used to like, but they're kind of on my shit list now for other reasons. She Passed Away. Never heard of them. Nitzer Ebb. Never heard of them. Frontline Assembly. Okay, then. Have a Nice Life. Knocked Loose. Orf, orf.
Yes, yes. Woof, woof.
VNV Nation. Lords of Acid. Combi Christ. Oh, hey, I can vibe with them. They soundtracked the only good Devil May Cry game. That is my hottest video game take, and if you want to fight me about it, find me on Blue Sky, bitch. Whoever you may be listening. Dope. Dayseeker. Whatever the hell that is. Skindred. Skindred exists. They were pretty cool back in the day, but nowadays... Fleshwater. Three Teeth. Taproot.
They have one good song.
I always thought Taproot was a fashion brand for gym douchebags.
I thought that was some spice or an herb.
Nonpoint.
They have no good songs.
They're called Nonpoint because they are not on point. Oh god, the cringy memories. Power Man 5000.
Okay, now we're getting into the early 2000s nostalgia bubble. Let's see how deep it can go.
Paleface. Baby Metal.
Hey, very nice.
Static X.
And there we've hit the ceiling of the early 2000s nostalgia bubble. Static X, without Wayne Static, because he's dead. Yeah, he died a couple years ago.
I'll give Static X this. They were responsible for soundtracking one of the most stupidly cool action scenes I've ever seen in a movie, and I wish I could remember the name of the movie, but I know the scene had two chicks literally dueling each other on motorcycles.
Wait, Torque?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was the movie. That's the movie. That's over with Ice Cube trying to find that one guy from the Ring remake because they think he killed Q from Alicia, even if he killed by the one motherfucker from Fast and Furious. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's the one. But if you go back and watch that scene, the song that's playing in the background is the one big Static X hit, "Push It."
Yeah,
not to be confused with Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, it's on the soundtrack of that movie. I heard "I'm with Stupid" on Liquid Metal today. I did not like that song.
Oh God. Anyway, where were we? Let's see, Incendiary. Doesn't ring a bell. Super Heaven. Never heard of them. Drop 19s. Trash Talk. Fear Factory. You know what? I've heard some Fear Factory material I like, but I feel like for all the recent fuckery, they're going on the shit list.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, the first time I actually heard them is, I played this demo video game called Frequency. One of the songs was on there. It was more of a remix thing, which I used to do a lot, but it was a demo disc, which I never did about the game, but yeah, that's how I remember them.
Frequency. That sounds familiar. What was that, the game that Harmonix did before they started Guitar Hero?
Yeah, it was that. It was that in Amplitude before they did Guitar Hero.
Yep.
Ah, that makes sense.
That was like 20-something-odd years ago.
Yeah. This is all we have. Random knowledge of stuff from the early 2000s. You're welcome, everybody.
Yeah. Let's see. There's Wednesday 13, which I think was one of the many projects that the late Joey Jordison was involved in. I want to say, but my memory's a bit fuzzy. I know he got around on a lot of things back in those days. Better Lovers. Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Static Dress. Never heard of them. Kim Dracula. I thought that was a Disney sitcom.
That's
a band?
It's not like a Disney sitcom or like a Disney animated one. Animated show. Kim Dracula. Voiced by, I don't know. I don't know who the voice is. Fuck, I don't know.
Let's see, there's, oh god, it's another one of those. Okay, so I assume the name is Barely Human, but the B is spelled with a six.
Oh!
Like six slack. I guess that bullshit's not just for mediocre rappers. There's Slayer, Quan Nick with three N's. Zulu, Fury, Polyphia.
There we go. There's someone we know.
Gel, Spy,
no Violence family.
Vera. No, sadly, no Spy multiplied by family. Violence Vera, Snow Strippers, and Ultra Sun.
Okay, did a snow strip? Wait, hold on. How does snow strip?
Well, first of all, Mark, you ask it very nicely.
Yeah. So, interesting additions of shoegaze and EDM acts in this lineup, mostly made up of alternative metal and modern metal stuff.
Yeah, so just to kind of bring in the counting gag, I counted about 23 bands that I thought were pretty good, 15 of them that I thought were outright shit. On a roster of 72 bands, well, first off, that leaves about 34 that I'm like, indifferent, or who the hell are you? Seriously, what the fuck is a Slayer? And I'd say percentage-wise, that's about 32% of this lineup that I think is worth a damn. I mean,
all on one day.
Five stages.
Five stages. Yeah. 70-something bands. You said 72. 72 bands, five stages. Oh, shit. You said 14. Oh, you said
14.4.
14.4.
The .4 will be decided by lottery on the day of. So, I don't know. For those of you who have way too much free time and too much money to spend, have fun, I guess? Shrug emoji. So, now that that's all out of the way, let's move on to the last little thing we have to touch on here, which is the new album releases for Friday the 13th of October, 2023. Starting at the top, we have the newest album from Beartooth with The Surface. Yeah. Am I getting hiccups or something? From The Menzingers, we have their new project Some of It Was True. From the band Metric, we have the album Formentera 2. From Crosses, we have Good Night, God Bless, I Love You, Delete. Now, this one keeps fucking with me, because apparently this album has missed a bunch of release dates, even though I've put it on the calendars, and I've already said multiple times, oh, it's coming out this week, oh, it's coming out this week. So I swear to fucking God, if West Side Gun pulls some funny shit and does not drop, and then you pray for me this Friday, I am going to write a very strongly worded letter. And then last, but I guess not least, from Offset, we have a new album, Set It Off.
I mean, at least I like people, he's need after something that's, you know, that's good. I Set It Off.
Took y'all 5 seconds to come up with that title, didn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, Get It Offset, Set It Off, Queen Latifah.
I don't know. When I think Set It Off, I think of like that one pop punk band that all my roommates are into. Anyway, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, kind of, sort of, sometimes on various platforms or of Azure, where I just sort of chime in once in a while, because that's all I can really do, because the internet is a terrible place. Look out for stuff that I put up from other places. Yeah.
Mark, what about you?
As usual, just places, a lot of things under Mac2 Hypermedia, because I just had to do some shit. And of course, my site, the Hyper1Hypermedia.com. As you know, I'm still doing Time of the Season, because new stuff is coming out, even though that might go for longer, considering one show won't come out until the 21st, which I gotta wait till that. Yeah.
And as for me, you can find me on, the social media places at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. So, you know, be sure to remember all that. Follow us on Twitter for now at SurrealRezo. Like us on Facebook. Visit the website SurrealResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, the podcast M&A, all that good stuff. And be sure to jump into our Discord, which is for now the best place to be immediately notified whenever anything new goes up on the site. So that'll about do it for this week. We'll of course be back next week with more of the usual business. We'll be back later on this week as well with the album roundup for September 2023. And until next time, something something Taylor Swift football something.